Solo Viov is our guest. Very gracious dude. He's a very busy man. He is hands down the top talk show host and journalist in Russia for decades. He's also spent massive amounts of time on the front line in this war with NATO and, unfortunately, our own country that is now threatening to engulf the world. We're now in a new world war. 400-plus radio stations join us in about 5 minutes, but I didn't want to waste this time where we're here on many of our stations and on the Internet, obviously at X and Rumble. So I wanted to bring in Vladimir to give us a little prelude on what he's going to be breaking down today in the state of the world as we approach coming up, you know, here 5 years of this insanity. So, Vladimir, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I know that sounds weird, but when we have our discussions with all our emotional great force, and although people think that we're some bit, maybe a little bit different than they are, and that maybe we are far too extremist in our views, but basically we're realists. We're just forcing the future. And today is the day when 80-plus years ago, Hiroshima stopped existing. It was nuked. And now we're 5 minutes away from yet another Hiroshima, but with weapon that is much more powerful than has been used there. And people do not realize it. They cannot even see what's coming. It is scary. And there's always a big question that I always have to ask you, my friend. And the question is, who runs United States of America? Power in your country belongs to whom? I don't know the answer. Or I do have certain ideas, but I'm not sure that you're going to like them. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, that's a great question. And
but
I think
you're a brave man to invite me. I've been sanctioned by almost every single country in the world. But China, and funny enough, by the United States, not sanctioned yet. Don't have visa, but not sanctioned yet. So you're very brave.
Well, I tell you, I mean, I watch your show, and I think what you say is accurate, and I'm trying to stop a nuclear war. I'd like to live, and the collection of crazies that run the unelected EU and that run the U.S. have to be stopped. I mean, Victoria Nuland admits that, you know, going back, 15, 16 years ago, that the West had a project to start a war with Russia and to provocate Russia into full war, and now they're blowing up schoolgirls' schools, buses full of little girls, bombing your beaches, trying to get Russia to escalate, which I think is insane. So let's talk about who runs this and what's really happening with this war and how we stop it when all of these stations join us coming up. You're obviously on X. We'll put that on screen. And you're also have your own site for people that want to be able to tune in. You speak excellent English. I don't speak any Russian, really. So we really appreciate, Vladimir, you coming on the broadcast. What is the best site, because there's many out there, for people to find your show?
It doesn't really matter. Wherever they can find me, they'll find me. You know, they're going to be prosecuted just for the fact of watching our program. So why do they have additional problems? You know, they'd be much more happy if they watch this great move. You know?
Well, all I do is tell the truth as best I can. I mean, I'm perfect, but
as well as Sophie Cunningham, we're telling the truth the same way as Sophie Cunningham to WNBA players and everyone. You know? And that's why she's punished for being realistic and for being human, the same way we're punished for being realistic and being human.
That's right. All right, Vladimir, we're gonna go to break. Back in 60 seconds.
Looks like you don't follow WNBA, man.
No. No, I know what you're talking about, but I got to tell you, I'm so busy, I don't have time for sports. The real world's far too interesting and dangerous. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this.
But Minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search Minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Vladimir Solovyov is our guest. He's at VR Solovyov on X, Solovyov.live, and he is the number one talk show host in Russia, speaks fluent English, and he has been on the front lines of the war for months and months, every year, very, very dangerous situation. And I followed him, even though he was before this war kicked off. He's been an anti-war guy, didn't want war with Ukraine. I wouldn't even call him a big Putin supporter in the past, but with what's happened now, you see the polls. And I talked to people I know that in Russia, they say 90% of the Russians want more. You know, 4.5 years into this, they are pissed off. And the Ukrainians just a few days ago blew up a bunch of beachgoers, men, women, and children with a drone. They're attacking girls' schools, girls' soccer teams, clearly wanting Russia to accelerate so NATO has a pretext to officially enter. Then you look at NATO, unelected EU bureaucracy, their commission, run by the grandchildren of royal scum. They say they want a national draft. They say they want a 20-year war that'll stay conventional, that Russia will then be broken in five parts. That is the insane public business plan of the unelected EU. And now they've got our government under Biden and now Trump continuing this insanity. Trump said he wanted to end it, but acts like he's not even the president. Keeps wanting to end the Iran war. Can't do that. Israel won't let him out of it. I mean, it's really bad. So whenever I have somebody on like Vladimir, they'll say, oh my God, you're a Russian puppet, Russian propaganda. Before I watch his show sometimes, I've already said what he's about to say. He's not copying me. I'm not copying him. We see the same thing. Victoria Nuland said we started the war. George Soros, when he could still talk, went on CNN 10 years ago and said, I'll be the czar of Russia. We're going to lure Russia into a war. Well, I guess they got what they wanted, but it's not going the way they wanted, Vladimir. So you're a very serious guy on your own show. You get mad like I do because we need to get people out of their comfort zone and get pissed off to end this crap because it's continuing up the threat escalation ladder. And you bet I get pissed off because I don't want to waste my life and my children's lives and Americans' lives and Russians' lives on a bunch of insane globalist megalomaniacs. Think about it. So, Vladimir, tell us from the Russian perspective what you see on the front lines, where we are. You've got the floor. It's your show right now.
Alex, two questions. Why we're still fighting? We had a great meeting between Trump and Putin in Anchorage. We had some sort of proposal. We had a deal. It looked like we have a romantic period. At the same time, Trump was 100% sure that Zelensky is just basically stealing American taxpayers' money. He cannot account for any money that has been stolen from American taxpayers. So why are we still in it? We were ready to make certain moves. We were ready to complete whatever we agreed on. But why Trump is still not in a position to end this war? So the question is, who runs your country? Is it Donald Trump? Who runs your country? Who runs the show? At first, we used to think it's Biden and all other people that cannot even remember their own names, but obviously not. We thought that maybe bankers, maybe it's Federal Reserve System, maybe those guys. But nowadays, nowadays we can be 100% sure that there is no kid on new kid on the block. And this new kid on the block is not just running the show in the United States, but they actually trying to conquer this world. We call them techno-fascists. Look at them. One of them tried to take role even in the government, Elon Musk, and he's the smartest one of them. But there are two others. The worst one is Alex Karp, the Palantir. He is the one who is targeting Russian kids. He is the one who is killing Russians, and is very proud of it. Why is he doing, why this pervert is doing this? And he is a pervert, and it's well known. Why is he in a position to drag United States into this war? It's not only money, no. It's much more powerful than money. It's a desire to destroy Russia as the last Christian country in this world. The same way as they're trying to destroy United States. They've been Christian through the whole history of this great country. It's not about us. It's about people like Alex Karp and others that are not even 100% mentally here. Look at his behavior. Hear at what he is saying. He hates kids, basically, and he stated it a few times. He is behind killing girls in Iran school. He is behind killing girls in Lugan school in Sarabilsk. He is behind killings of Russians, and he is damn proud of himself. He runs your country. He is the one who have stolen power from American people. No one ever elected this guy. No one ever gave him authority to run your country. But he is right now trying to implement all his perverted views, as well as he, as friend of his, yet another techno-fascist, and they haven't started 2 days ago. No, they've started quite some time ago. And they were building the empire of hatred. And now one of them is stating that, well, Pope is Satan because he is willing to limit artificial intelligence. So he is fighting Pope, calling him devil. Yet another guy of technofascists. There are three of them. Russian people are killed. Two others. They've been killed by drones produced by Americans, Brits, Germans, using missiles produced by all NATO countries. And they're so damn proud of themselves that they're killing Russians. They're not trying to win this war, no. They're willing finally to eliminate the last country where man is man, where woman is a woman, where we love kids, we believe in God, and we're not scared to fight for our beliefs. We do not hate Ukrainians. We feel sorry for them. But people that behind this massacre, not Ukrainians, those are puppets of those techno-fascists. But how come that even your statesmen, being corrupted by people like Zelensky, using money that's been stolen from your taxpayers? Look at this guy, even at this one that just passed away, Lindsey Graham. He was not a nice guy, has been politely stated by Donald Trump at his funeral. But who killed Lindsey Graham? Oh, you want us to believe that 70-year-old guy just suddenly died, just coming back from Ukraine? Something happened and he just passed away. Or maybe Ukrainians killed him. Because when he is dead, it's 100% warranty that this new bill with sanctions from hell will be very shortly and fastly signed by whomever, voted for by whomever has to vote. But what are those sanctions about? Well, you want to sanction us? You want to sanction countries that are buying gas and oil from Russia? Why? What's in it for you? In this case, plus you want to sanction our president, our top-notch people. In this case, just declare war on Russia. Because basically, if you sanction Russian president, that means there's no longer American embassy in Russia. Because How can you come to the president and tell him, oh, Mr. President, I'm an ambassador of the United States, and by the way, we do not recognize you, and we're going to sanction you. Well, well, that's a new word in diplomacy.
Vladimir Solovyov, stay right there, because I want to go back over some of what you said. I want to go back over some of what you said, because I'm not in the business here as an apologist for Alex Karp, but no doubt he's behind a lot of the AI directing weapons against Russia and in Gaza against the Gazans, and he said that, and he said he's proud of it. So I think it's accurate when you say, when it comes to the tech's teeth, to a great extent, it is Alex Karp and their military division of Palantir and some of the other companies. But specifically, when you ask who it is, it's a consortium of the military-industrial complex. It's BlackRock and the big global banks. Larry Fink needs this war to have the world economy go down so they can put everybody on the central bank digital currency. It's the old British Empire that's heavily quarterbacking NATO and the Northern Group, as they call it. And then it's Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu with AIPAC lobby putting the pressure on Congress to get that and starting the war with Iran to drag us in. You have that consortium of groups that want this war. You have the unelected EU commission, who has bad demographics, a terrible economic outlook. They admit, other than war with Russia, to be an effect that they can unify and control their population. So to me, it's a consortium.
Exactly. And there's a fight inside this consortium. You're absolutely right. But what we see right now, like, new sharks are eating the old ones. And that's what's happening in Ukraine. That's why right now they basically eliminated a threat that was coming from Minister of Defense of Ukraine, Fyodorov, who was pro-Palantir. So he was trying to put all the money that they had only on Palantir and on FPVs, and he forgot about other big boys with traditional weapons. So those guys find a way to get him out of the picture.
Yeah, but people don't know.
We
have very informed Americans and others, but a lot of them aren't up to speed like you. Zelensky's been cleaning house, so has NATO and other groups. A bunch of the former oligarchs and war profiteers have been getting bombed, killed, disappeared. Can you speak to that? Because that's obviously where you're going.
What's happening right now in Ukraine? There's not enough money to steal. Because for those guys, they started with thousands, then millions, then billions, and they can never stop. They can never stop. They're like dogs. They cannot stop eating when there's food to eat. And now they started killing one another. What's happening in Monaco? When they were trying to eliminate one of the guys who was controlling the fake telephone business with all those crooks on the telephone that are stealing people money, they tried to blow him in Monaco, and it was done by a lady named Berezovskaya. They killed her in Ukraine because her face was on the tape. So Ukrainian special forces decided to wipe her out of this world, to clean the page. They're fighting whomever is a threat for the money that they are stealing, but not just stealing. They're stealing from taxpayers, but they're distributing through politicians within politicians. I'm pretty much sure that if you look at top-notch French, Norway, Denmark, German, British politics, they're all on the payroll, as well as a lot of Ukrainian supporters among officials and elected members in your country.
And where you're going is exactly where I was going to go. The word I got is, and it was confirmed by a lot of high-level folks like Larry Johnson and others, Graham was set to be indicted here and overseas for getting hundreds of millions from Ukraine, so it was perfect timing to get rid of him, to make him a cause celeb. But it's just because, and even Interpol, and even NATO admits that Zelensky is killing the people that were getting too fat at the trough. Now that the money's been cut, that's not Russian propaganda. And now I look at Zelensky.
It has nothing to do with Russia.
Yeah, well, so give us the bottom line. Things aren't going well. Obviously, they've strategically lost. NATO strategically lost. Russia's outperforming three times the munitions.
I don't know where from in the United States and in Europe they got this idea that Russia is losing on the front. were moving, were not moving as fast as during the Second World War, but at the same time, were moving fast enough.
Well, let me just stop you. Let me just stop you and give you my perspective. Tell me I'm right. Yeah. Putin said it's a limited military special operation. He doesn't want to go to full war and give NATO what they want.
Exactly.
So he does the bare minimum, and in a war of attrition, he's having a major strategic victory. Even the Pentagon admits, just like Iran is having a strategic victory right now. You might explain that.
Okay. With Iran, it's a little bit different story because there is no land involved. So there is no land operation so far. There was one attempt that they're trying to cover with rescue operation of the American pilot that obviously was an operation on trying to get the nuclear material from Iran. And it was complete disaster. And we don't even know how many people were killed, how many Americans were killed. In Russia, it's completely different scenario. We're moving forward. Amount of losses on our side and on the Ukrainian side cannot be even compared. But there's one easy number to remember. Every time when we exchange bodies of dead soldiers, we give to Ukrainian side 500 plus. They give us around 30. That's why when Zelensky is saying that, oh, come on, losses of Russian side, tremendous. We're killing Russians in quantity. He is trying to catch people on the streets and get them on the front line in Russia. Every single person who is fighting right now for the last 2.5 years, they volunteered for the service. These 6 months, we have 200,000 people who signed new contracts with Russian military. We're not willing to take Lviv. We're not interested in taking Kyiv or whatever they're calling it right now. And we never, ever stated that we're trying to destroy Ukraine and to conquer the whole Ukraine. If anyone is actually interested in what were Putin's plans, they should take and read the scripts of the Istanbul Agreement that could stop this war, if not by Boris Johnson, the person who is heavily beaten by his own wife. It's all propaganda. It has nothing to do with reality.
Well, let me ask you this.
We're getting where we're willing to go.
Well, no one's denying. No one's denying.
Kharkov. Yeah. We got Konstantinovka. Quite soon, liberation of Donbas will be finished. We're moving. I think that this month we liberated more than 700 square kilometers. And by the way, if you look at the operation, since 24th of February 2022 till today, amount of land that became Russian land is greater than amount of land and became part of the Soviet Union during the Great Patriotic War, starting from 22nd June 1941 till May 9th, 1945. Yes, went all the way to Berlin, but then we got back. It was not our territory. We got only Kaliningrad district and Tuva joined us. Nowadays, we have liberated Russian people that now are part of Russia with the land of their own.
So let me ask you this question. I don't disagree with your analysis. I don't think anybody, the Pentagon doesn't deny that Russia is winning. The Pentagon doesn't deny that Iran is winning strategically. And now Zelensky says they're getting, you know, a third the missiles they were. Clearly they're falling apart. Clearly they're now eating their own. That's a final phase. How do you see this ending or winding down without NATO being able to get a provocation to be able to fully come in? But even if they do, no one wants to be conscripted.
With what?
I agree. About to say they're not. They're trying to break.
They cannot even deal with Iran. So now Donald Trump is raising hell to the Ministry of War, used to be Minister of Defense, because there is not enough missiles to complete the job. Patriots, none. Long range missiles, not enough. So. Oh, yeah, just forgot. Zelensky was willing to help to protect Arab world from Iranian missiles. Succeeded? Look at Kyiv. He cannot protect his own capital. But even there is one drone that is hitting Russian refinery, the whole world is saying, oh, Russia is losing. When the whole Kyiv is on fire, the world is saying, oh, that's awful. How come? Stupid.
So Vladimir,
Israelis are killing Palestinians in quantity. No regret. Nothing. No sanctions. As if it's, I don't know what's happening with people nowadays. What's happening with this world? How come that they can applaud the kids being killed and no one pays attention?
Well, that brings us to the issue of Israel being supportive, clearly giving Ukraine intelligence on Iranian ships they sunk. And what is your view on what Israel's become under Netanyahu? I know you've never been anti-Israel. You're Jewish yourself.
But my big problem being Jewish, to explain to my friends that not all Jewish are Israelis and not all Israelis are Jewish. So now we Jews of this world have to pay the price for Netanyahu policy that is against of what I believe in. I cannot basically understand how my people that came through all the tragedy of Holocaust stating that, oh, by the way, if we went through this, that means that we have a right to commit this act of genocide? Has been told by a couple of few very important political leaders of this world. What happened with us? How come that we can say that, oh, this is Jewish baby, so his life is sacred, and this is Arab baby, you have to kill them? That's not what I believe in. That's not what Judaism is about. That is so far from actual standards of our beliefs. And I just foresee an awful future. Even now in the United States, look who is winning primaries inside Democratic Party. People who are against Israel. Can you imagine something like this a few years ago? No. But Israel is not willing to listen. And it's scary. And it's wrong. It is very wrong. You cannot destroy the whole world and live on the face of this world only a few millions of Jewish people. That's not how it works. Not at all.
Vladimir, we got to go to break. Vladimir, stay right there. Vladimir,
break is always good.
And I know this is powerful. I want to talk about the different players, what we can do as citizens of America, of Russia, of Israel, everywhere. And just stop the madness. We're in a new world war. It's escalating up the ladder. People ask why I'm so concerned, why I'm angry, why I call for Trump's impeachment and or removal under the 25th Amendment, because he's going to get us all killed. He's not in control. We have to point that out when we come back. Stay with us. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Vladimir Soloviev is our guest for another 25 minutes, and he's giving you the Russian perspective on all of this. I have to say, I agree with about 99% of what he's saying, and I can follow it all because I follow this daily from our news, foreign news, reports, raw reports. But it's so easy to know the truth that there's been a long, multi-decade-long project to encroach on Russia's borders. Every time a country votes to be even neutral, NATO and the EU back an overthrow. They arrest the leaders. Hungary, Romania, you know, they manipulate everywhere. Over and over and over again. And then, domestically, if you don't support the police state or you don't support the wars, you get called a Russian agent. And then I'm just sitting here, an agent of truth, saying that if Russia was encircling us and was in the Caribbean and was in Canada putting nuclear-capable missiles on our border that could take out our missile fields, I'd say, blow those up. And they're not even doing that because they know NATO wants to go to full war, which he said earlier, he's about to finish each other's sentences, not because we scripted this, because it's the truth. I said, you have the crazy unelected EU commission, the parliament ceremonial, it's all out of a trade deal, 56, Treaty of Rome, literally saying, all their finance ministers, their defense ministers, the head of NATO, saying, oh, we might just sneak attack Russia with nukes. Oh, we're going to put a bunch of missiles on their border. And then Putin said 2 years ago, if we see a major aeronautical assault of a bunch of these missiles, they could be nuclear tipped, the ATACMS and the rest of it, we'll have to launch a nuclear war because we don't know if that's a nuclear attack. So they're shooting missiles that are normally nuclear-tipped, conventional, into Russia, messing with them. so that when they do actually fire nukes that NATO says they may do first, that was 2 years ago, talk about a provocation, the Russians don't know they're nuclear tipped or not, trying to get Russia to respond to a NATO country. These provocations are a 10 out of a 10, folks, okay? We would never put up with this. So you bet I'm energetic. You bet I'm pissed off at the people that have hijacked our country because they're going to get us all killed. Then you've got Netanyahu, who faces prison, running around foaming at the mouth. He stood down on October 7th. They were funding Hamas. And then now he says it's ideal that we're fighting the war for them. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. It's killing the world economy. We're going to lose the midterms. It is a total disaster. And as Vladimir said earlier, you now have the red-green alliance of the Islamicists, who I don't support in the final equation, with the communists. And they are openly, their platform is destroy Israel, which I don't want Israel destroyed, but now in the position, Israel is so villainous with its leadership that it's the most unpopular country in the world, and everything is flipped, and then Israel says, the leaders, we don't care, we're rolling the dice to full war, we're on the U.S. side, everybody else is Hitler, and they're going to just press this and see what happens. Chutzpah to the thousandth degree. Vladimir, do you agree with that statement, and how do we extricate ourselves? How do we put the brakes on this runaway train?
Alex, I think that what we see right now is the terminal phase of cancer. And that's why you're getting so emotional. And I'm not. Because you still think that something can be done. And I'm pretty much sure that probably nothing can be done. You see, can I say, Alex, it's important when I see my friend. First of all, I want to tell you, Alex, can we make this split?
Yes, sir. We'll do split
monitor so I can see Alex. Yeah. First of all, I want to tell you that I'm an admirer of yours. I think that you're incredibly professional, and the way you prepare yourself to every single show of yours is incredible. And then I have to tell you that you are extremely brave, that you put all your life serving United States of America and its people, the truth. Not presidents, not political parties, people. And that's why you're taking it so personally, because you grew up with this genuine belief in the greatness of America and American people that can always fulfill their dream. At the same time, I have to disappoint you. Your dream has been stolen from you, from your generation and generations before. Back in the 30s, when they established BIS, they started basically doing the same stuff that they did with this financial system of yours. The same stuff. Absolutely. Now, we think that we run our own countries by electing people. In reality, those little bankers, they had our money, they had our countries. They were always doing whatever they wanted to, being absolutely without any form of control. Then on the base of this money, they created new forms of controlling and ruling. They are behind every single dictator who came into power. They made it possible for dictators through all over the world to destroy people of the countries, starting with Hitler and all the way down to the ugliest dictatorships in Africa. And now you have beef with Trump. I like Donald Trump. He's not my president. I'm not an American citizen. I don't have to vote for him. But I look at what he is saying, and I'm just expecting him to put his, you know, put your money where your mouth is. I just want him to destroy the Washington swamp. I just want him finally to do what he promised, and he's always keeping his promises, as I've been told. Give power back to the American people. Destroy those, call them any name you want, those liars that have stolen power from American people and that drag them into war they have no interest in. Quite some time ago, they grabbed this leader of Venezuela and his wife. What's happening with them now? On what reasons? They basically, they just kidnapped this gentleman. or whomever he is, and his wife. And now no one is even remembering the names. Maduro. No one is willing to discuss it. It's okay. Why? Because we succeeded. And then they decided to do the same stuff with Iran, and they didn't work. And now, when you destroyed Americans, destroyed spiritual, religious leader of Shia, and you start telling them, oh, come on, guys, nothing personal, let's just have a deal. What deal? There is no deal on the table. There cannot be any deal. It doesn't matter what kind of discussions you're having right now. They will never forget and they will never forgive. It's the same as killing the Pope of Rome and telling Catholics, oh, come on, guys, not big deal. Get yourself yet another Pope. That's not how it works. And mass media of the United States is trying to say that people, you are stupid, listen to us. And only people like you and a few others, they are putting their life on the front line. They've been threatened. Every day they're facing enormous hardships of bringing truth to the American people. Look, we killed an enormous amount of Americans. And he was pardoned. And even now he's not willing to tell the truth to the American people. Fauci, whatever his name is. Can you imagine ruining life of ordinary Americans? Stealing the money. Completely destroying the future. Bringing sorrow and hardships for hardworking, God-loving people of the United States of America. I've never ever met in my life ordinary Americans who are interested in fighting any war with Russia. I spent quite some time in America, and whenever I went, I always been welcomed with very warm attitude. Whenever I needed help, I got this help. But when you look at what kind of stupidity they pronounce at Congress and Senate, it's amazing. Who are those people? How did they get there? It's just amazing.
Well, Vladimir, let me just
never,
be clear.
Ever. Not all of them. Yeah, go ahead.
But let me be clear. I'm not saying you said I was naive, but I'm not naive about the Federal Reserve Act of 1913.
Yeah,
and the globalists and the bankers using us as pawns. And I think you hit the key, though. They are insulated, this global collection of scum, from repercussions. They never feel the pain of what they've caused. The good news is COVID miscalculated. Now they have the lowest approval rating ever. People do see them more and more, but they don't know how to stop because they have a normalcy bias, and now they have started all these wars that they're losing, and so it's coming to a head, and we do have good people at the Pentagon. The top generals leaked that we're out of missiles. The top generals leaked. They told Trump, don't attack Iran 160-something days ago before it happened. And so I talked to some of these people. I'll just stop there. I talked to one when they were in high positions, ones that have been removed.
And no one wanted to listen to them.
I was about to say, that was my next point. The ones that got removed who were proven right, you still get demonized, and the ones that lie to Trump and the ones that have tried to undermine him and attack him before, he then loves them, and it's bizarre, and I think Trump's brain is going. And when you ask, you know, what we, you say you like Trump. Yeah, I don't think Trump is a bad person, but the Trump at 80 is not the same Trump that was at 75, and I'm seriously, well, I mean, you say terminal cancer. Okay, I'm not in the denial phase that we could have terminal cancer. I'm not in the bargaining phase. I understand that this isn't a person that dies and then you have a new generation. If this cancer carries out to full nuclear war, it's the end of civilization. And so I feel like we must try to stop it.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Man, unfortunately, nuclear war won't solve any problems. You see, that's the thing. Our generation, we grew up with this understanding that nuclear war going to destroy this world. In reality, it won't. And that's the most scary thing.
But it'll because make it a living road warrior hell, and it'll kill billions of people.
I don't know. It's like Mad Max movie. But we're already living in this Mad Max movie on the front line. It's It's so, you know, after Chernobyl and after this nuclear plant catastrophe in Japan, they suddenly realized that the world is still there. They're not afraid to use nuclear weapon.
Well, you're smart.
And I'm pretty much sure that quite soon we'll see nukes being used against Iran.
I was about to say that they're now legitimizing the use of nukes, and the Russians are starting to say, okay, yeah, let's go ahead. So you're absolutely right. The sickeningness is the establishment is saying nukes are on the table, so Russia says, fine, they're on the table. Everybody then loads up, puts their fingers on the button, and I think I agree with you, and I said this last week. I said it is now a probability we're going to have a full nuclear war. That means more than a 50% chance. What do you say to that statement?
You're absolutely right. In only gay 81 years ago. And what happened? Nothing. Amount of people that were killed during this nuke explosion in Hiroshima was less than amount of people that had been killed during bombarding of Tokyo a few months before.
Firebombing, yeah.
Nowadays, Japanese are saying that, oh, you know, there is a nuclear bomb, but we won't say who actually dropped it. Americans are saying that it's historians, that it was perfectly legit because that saved American lives. And Japanese, who cares about Japanese? Come on, that's their own problem. The same going to happen now. Americans started this war against Iran by killing 168 Iranian girls. That was Palantir doing this. And it was not a mistake. They thought that by this way, they will break the spirit of Iranian people. That's how they see it. That's why they're willing to kill Russian girls and Russian women. They think that will break us. They do not understand our psychology. But the worst thing is that quite soon nuclear bombs will be just yet another weapon used by everyone, because it's not that modern technology. This technology is 80 plus years old. It's not difficult to make a nuclear bomb. Everyone will have it quite soon. It will be yet another weapon. And that's when the hell will start. Because then it will be never-ending war.
Bioweapons.
Never-ending war.
And there's all sorts of... the Air Force theoretically has built antimatter weapons. You know, the Russians have as well. And the theoretics are all there. I mean, once you open this Pandora's box, you have the head science czar saying we control time and space now. But if you look at the size of Hiroshima and Nagasaki compared to the big ones now, it's next level. But you're right. The Russians lost, what, 26 million people? The Germans, yep. 24 million.
We're saying 27,
And so both my grandfathers were in World War II and almost died in the Army Air Corps, but still... That was not even 6-7% of the losses by the other allies. So as much as we hear about our history in the Pacific and Iwo Jima and all of that stuff, comparatively, really World War II was the Russians and the Germans toe-to-toe. And that's a very recent memory for you, losing what percentage of your population?
Well, man, we had every family has family member that been killed during this war. In the Red Army, we had 32.5 million people. It's 24.5% of the population. In Belarus, every third has been killed. That's why the war that we're fighting right now, and that's what in America they do not understand, because they're trying not to see it. But you know exactly what we feel. We're fighting still the Second World War. Because we're fighting Ukrainian Nazis that are supported by German Nazis. But the big question that I'm raising is, who is running the show nowadays? In Russia, we elect our president. In Germany, no way. Chancellor, no one elects. In the United Kingdom, no way. So where is...
But by the way, that's all true. In Germany, the chancellor and president got elected with less than 20% of the vote. Starmer got elected with less than 20%. Same thing with Carney in Canada. It's parliamentary fraud.
Chancellor is not elected directly.
Yeah.
He's nominated by the party. People are voting for the party.
Yes.
The same in the United Kingdom. The person who became prime minister.
But I'm saying even their parties got
exactly
20%.
Exactly. So if we want something to be done in this world, we have to give power back to the people. That's
well,
what
I
important.
Can tell you. U.S. and European polls. Hold on. You said earlier. Over 80% in European and U.S. polls are against this war with Russia and Iran. I mean, almost no one wants this, but you prove it. We're still doing it. How are we in a war? They didn't even try to sell us this war with Iran. They just did it.
Why are you saying that no one needs this war? Everyone is willing this war to go on. Because Europe nowadays, they're making money through military-industrial complex. Not the people, but politicians. They all need this war, because finally German spirit is rising back. Now they can get even with Russians and destroy them and pay back for the humiliation of losing the war. Look at them. Now they're proud of their Nazi roots. Ron, who is trying to say that we have to take Russia into account for everything. Look at them. Who are they? They are not representing their people. They are not legit, should I say. They need yet another war. That's the only way they can get back European Reich.
Yeah, no, they say they're going to collapse if they don't do it. Talk about biting off more than you can chew. Exactly. Remember 2 years ago when they gave a standing ovation to an actual SS officer who commanded killing 3,000 people at once, putting them into graves in Ukraine. And then they get up and they say, he fought Russians in World War II, and the whole parliament claps as if they didn't know Russia fought the Nazis in World War II. No, they knew. They are literally rubbing it in our faces. These people are insane.
No, they're just Canadians. They're not insane. And with all due respect to ice hockey heroes, but Canada became home for a lot of Bandera criminals.
Yeah, the deputy prime minister is a Ukrainian. Her grandfather ran the Nazi propaganda in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, but MI6, you had this lady. She came from the ugly family story of Nazi criminal. The guy who runs Palantir in the United Kingdom. He is the grandson of the top-notch British Nazi. Those guys, they love their grandfathers. And they cherish their family history. Man, let's imagine for a second, if God, just for a few seconds, will look at this world, what kind of decision will he make? Are we worthy living as a humanity? Or we completely disappoint our Creator? What kind of world is there when people have to come up with enormously anti-Christian, anti-Muslim, anti-Jewish ideas? When men are stating that, I can join women's sport. And when people are saying that, come on, we have to protect ladies in women's sport. They just willing to destroy them.
And that was my next question. We're almost out of time, and I really appreciate your time. Tucker Carlson's been targeted for particular destruction because he doesn't want everybody to die. And he talks about how the State Department funds Global Homo and targets Eastern Europe and Russia with it. They target our kids with it. They say that's Russian propaganda. No, they've spent hundreds of billions pumping out anti-family crap. And then they claim because Russia has halfway thrown the pedo demon off your back that somehow it's Russian propaganda that when we speak out against it. What do you say about Global Homo and its goal?
There is an exact date when countries decided that they're no longer Christian countries. That's the date when the parliaments voted for homosexual marriages. It's either or. either you're a Christian or you believe in homosexual marriages. So Europe is no longer Christian. America? I don't know. But when British scientists 2 days ago came up with a great plan that in order for humanity to prosper, it has to reduce the amount of people living on half? Tell me that it's not Satanism, the purest form. The purest form. Homosexuality is obviously is not just a free choice, no. Not at all. It's a toy in devil's hands. It's a toy of destruction of humanity. You have to admit it. It's either or.
Well, there's no doubt as soon as homosexual marriage passed, the dam broke and they said, now we want your children, and they just totally exploded. And you're right. If we don't have 2.1 children for every two adults, society collapses. And all these governments say cut it in half. It turns out the heads of Google, all of them are anti-family. They're anti-natalist. And they literally just want to kill people in general. So you asked earlier who runs it, who's at the top. You just said it. It's Satan. Vladimir, it's Satan.
Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% right, my friend. So are you Russian propaganda? What kind of people can even come up with something as stupid as that? Jesus, what century are they living in? It's amazing. Amazing. They should get some new tunes. The old ones are not working anymore.
Well, do you have any hope that we can survive this cancer? Because you're still on the air. I should have you back on. I know you got to go. You got stuff
anytime.
Going on. But you need to tell some of your frontline battle stories. I mean, you spend, what, half your time in the front?
Anytime. I sure will.
Okay.
Every week. But we'll do it next time. So there are a lot of stories because I see that we're running out of time.
Come on whenever you want, because I'd love to do an hour about what you've witnessed, what's really happening on the battlefield.
We'll do that. Thank you, man. We'll set a time and date, and we'll get our listeners to be older and viewers.
Well, we better do it before the nuclear...
all sign up for Alex Jones.
We better do it, the interview, quick before we all die in nuclear hellfire. Hurry up. All right, Vladimir, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Wow. All right, hour number 4 straight ahead. Wow, that was rap power. That guy's smart.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground, they dig their tunnels, they drive it to the refinery, they melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3-5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is, type in what's wholesale gold and silver, and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. kepm.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.